AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lots of police and lots of sunshine today in New York City. It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Police in New York say there were no credible threats following the Paris attacks. Mayor Bill de Blasio says extra police were on duty as a precaution.
Thousands of officers out today, and among them hundreds of our new critical response command, our anti-terror force that is very highly trained, well-armed, ready for anything.
It didn't stop people at the parade from having fun.
I am a scarecrow, so I'm a funny scarecrow. I've got the full face clown makeup, a hat with some chickens on it, got the straw hanging out everywhere.
Thanksgiving has turned into a shopping day in many places. Some stores are already open. Joe Nelson is in line right now. His meal is on hold until Best Buy opens near Washington, D.C. A couple of deals caught his eye.
For the TV, it's, I think, $149 for a 49-inch, and the Chrome devices are half price.
Many of the big-name stores will be open for business tonight. French President François Hollande says after talks in Moscow with President Vladimir Putin, Russia and France will intensify the exchange of intelligence information and coordinate their strikes against the Islamic State group. Putin also says Russia is ready to cooperate with opposition groups fighting the Islamic State group. Belgium's prime minister says the alert level in Brussels has been lowered a notch because a threat of an attack is no longer considered imminent. He didn't give any details to explain the move. Authorities in the northeastern Italy city of Trieste have confiscated a shipment of nearly 800 shotguns en route from Turkey to Belgium. Two brothers survived two massive avalanches while skiing yesterday in Colorado's backcountry, even though each one feared the other was dead. This is AP Radio News. Staff Sergeant Brian Brown is spending Thanksgiving in Afghanistan.
I just know how the bases come together, all the troops come together, and it's even better being out here with the other countries and for them to get a chance to see our, you know, our culture. And it's really touching to see everybody here today, and I really enjoy this time of day.
Soldier Amy Johnson says it's hard to be away from her family.
But with all the people here that we work really close together, we're one big family here, so it's nice.
In his weekly address, President Obama said today Thanksgiving is a very special day.
As president, I'm thankful that I get to see the best of America every day. The courage of our troops and veterans, the resilience of our families, and the basic goodness of the ordinary people who call this country home.
The president says all of us have something to be grateful for. The president is spending Thanksgiving with his family. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.